December 24th. Much rain all night and all day. No stirring out. December 25th. Rain all day. December 26th. No rain, and the earth much cooler than before, and pleasanter. December 27th. Killed a young goat, and lamed another, so that I caught it and led it home in a string. When I had it at home, I bound and splintered up its leg, which was broke. N.B. I took such care of it that it lived, and the leg grew well and as strong as ever. But by my nursing it so long, it grew tame, and fed upon the little green at my door, and would not go away. This was the first time that I entertained a thought of breeding up some tame creatures, that I might have food when my powder and shot was all spent. December 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st. Great heats and no breeze, so that there was no stirring abroad, except in the evening for food. This time I spent in putting all my things in order within doors. January 1st. Very hot still, but I went abroad early and late with my gun, and lay still in the middle of the day. This evening, going farther into the valleys which lay towards the centre of the island, I found there were plenty of goats, though exceedingly shy and hard to come at. However, I resolved to try if I could not bring my dog to hunt them down. January 2nd. Accordingly, the next day I went out with my dog and set him upon the goats, but I was mistaken, for they all faced about upon the dog, and he knew his danger too well, for he would not come near them. January 3rd. I began my fence, or wall, which, being still jealous of my being attacked by somebody, I resolved to make very thick and strong. N.B. This wall being described before, I purposely omit what was said in the journal. It is sufficient to observe that I was no less time than from the 2nd of January to the 14th of April, working, finishing, and perfecting this wall, though it was no more than about 24 yards in length, being a half-circle from one place in the rock to another place about 8 yards from it, the door of the cave being in the centre, behind it. All this time I worked very hard, the rains hindering me many days, nay, sometimes weeks together, but I thought I should never be perfectly secure till this wall was finished. And it is scarce credible what inexpressible labour everything was done with, especially the bringing piles out of the woods and driving them into the ground, for I made them much bigger than I needed to have done.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.